Hey everyone, it's Lena, and we want to wrap up September strong. I want to welcome you to this podcast that we do every Tuesday together, and I don't know when you're getting a chance to listen to it, but welcome, and I hope you're having a great week. I pray that God will use what I have to say to you today to help you get stronger. The series that we're going through is called Unshaken, Standing Strong in the Heat of the Battle. And I have had the privilege of getting into God's Word with you every Tuesday, and what we have done is to look at different characters from the Bible and say, hey, these guys faced some pretty difficult circumstances, but they stood strong, and they may have had some failures, they may have had some difficulties, but at the end of their life, they were able to look back and say, man, through it all, God has proven himself faithful over and over and over again. And by watching their stories and by learning what God and how he's worked in his life, we today can be encouraged and strengthened and driven to persevere in our walk and in our faith. So that is the spirit of this blog, this podcast. I blog 3 times a week, and my wires get mixed up sometimes, but today, I want to take you to a passage of scripture that I've referred to over and over again, and it is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to look at the life of Paul, and I titled today's teaching, Faith When My Prayers Aren't Being Answered. See, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, then you're familiar with that feeling where you pray and you pray and you pray, but you don't see the answers that you're looking for, and that is a frustrating place to be if you're a Christian. And sometimes it can lead to discouragement, and sometimes it can lead to doubt, and often it can get people out of the walk of the Christian life. And I pray that that is not your case today. And so I want to show you how Paul, one of the greatest, if not the greatest Christian of all times, did not get his prayer answered. And instead of making him shaken, it caused him to be stronger. And he gave us some words that are inspirational and that cause us to look at our circumstances with great hope and with the same kind of zeal. And I hope that you will find that to be true. So there will be 4 points that I'll share with you in a minute. But let me read to you a few verses. And yeah, it's funny. I was looking at 2 Corinthians 12. And if you are familiar with the Bible, then you know where we're headed with this. But in chapter 11, it's interesting because Paul gives us a bit of his resume as a follower of Jesus Christ. And he goes through and talks about all that he's done for Jesus. And it's pretty intense. I mean, he talks about how he went through far greater labors, far more imprisonments, countless beatings, often near death. 5 times he said, I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked. He goes on to say, a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles. He goes on, he says, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there's the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. And you think, you hear this, and you think in your head, wow, I mean, here is a guy who, man, if anybody deserved to get their prayers answered, it would be Paul the Apostle. And yet he gets to chapter 12, and he says this. He says, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times, Paul says, I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul, 3 times, went to God, got on his knees, prayed and fasted. I mean, picture him in prison, being beaten, blood coming out of his back, and just dangers and worries and stresses, and all this for Jesus. And he's like, Lord, I've got this thorn in my flesh, I'm hurting, please help me, help me, help me. We don't know what the thorn is. There's a lot of theories of what it could be. But regardless of what it was painful for him. And 3 times he prayed and prayed. And it says, this is what God said to him in verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Not always the answer that you want to hear when you're hurting. I want to hear when I'm hurting God say, okay, here, the thorn is removed. You are healed now. And I think about Paul, the guy who is going around healing others and spreading the good news. And here he is, instead of getting the answer he wants, God's like, no, you're only going to get grace. But that's how we think. You're only going to get grace. Really? Because see, grace is all you need when you're in that place where you don't have the answers that you're looking for. And so Paul goes on to say he understood it after the 3rd time. He says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses. Hey, you're listening to this podcast today. What is it that makes you feel weak? What is it that makes you feel defeated? What is it that makes you feel discouraged? Paul says, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I love that. I don't even have to say anymore. This is it right here. What are you going through today? You're like, I've prayed that God would remove this burden. I can't tell you how many times I've prayed with other people on my own. I've fasted, I've done this, and you're on the verge of quitting your faith in Jesus Christ because he hasn't done what you wanted him to do. May I present to you today a different way. Perhaps it's time for you to embrace the way of grace. God may not give you what you want, but he's pouring his grace on you. And so, if you need faith when your prayers aren't being answered, I want to give you these four thoughts. Number one, when I don't get what I want, it's important to ask why. Do you ever think about it? Paul went to God and he's like, God, why? What's going on? I need an answer. And we get so timid about asking God why. We think that we need to come to God on our best behavior, put our best suit on and best dresses on, and don't ever say anything that'll offend God. I mean, he already knows what you're thinking. So why do you think you can hide what's in your heart from him? Instead, I think it behooves us to ask God when we're not getting the answers. God, why? Why is this not working out like I wanted to? And I love James 4. James was written by the brother of Jesus who didn't believe in Christ being the Messiah until after the resurrection. And then he wrote the book of James, one of my favorite books in the Bible. And he goes on to say, you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Hey, if you're facing a situation in your life right now and you're not getting the things you're praying for, you need to stop and ask yourselves, are you asking? A lot of us talk about praying, but we're not really praying. We're thinking about praying. We're talking about praying, but we're not really praying. So can I challenge you and say, would you start praying for that which you need in your life? Would you start really talking to God about it? Don't talk to me about it. You don't have to tell me about it. But would you start having conversations with God Almighty, who sent his son to die for you? Do you not think he cares about what's going on in your day-to-day life? This is a God who sent his son in the form of a carpenter to live on this earth so that he would know what we're going through. And so he would empathize and sympathize with us. He is a high priest, the Bible says, who understands our weaknesses. And yet he was without sin. And so either you're not asking or maybe you're asking wrongly. So if you're not getting what you're asking for, perhaps you need to ask, why am I asking this from God? And often it is because we want it for our own pride, for our own needs that aren't God's plans for our life. I get so caught up in what I want. God forbid that I live without that thing that I want. And it's only later in life that I look back and think, man, I didn't really need that. But we get so... It's idolatry. It's when you come to God and you say, God, without this, I won't be happy. And so many of you listening today, you're living in misery because you are convinced that if God doesn't give you that thing that you're asking for, then he's not really God. And that is called idolatry. You think without this thing that you want, it could be a good thing. You might be single and you want to be married. Marriage is a good thing. You might be married and you want a child. It's God's will for people to have children. I mean, it's a good thing. But for whatever reason, sometimes our motive, when we don't get what we want, is when we really get to see our motives. And I found in my life that it is when I don't get what I want, when I want it, that my heart is truly revealed. Do I really believe that God is for me and that he loves me? Do I really believe that his presence, that his grace is enough? Or am I so intent on what I want that he no longer is as wonderful as I thought he was because he didn't give me the thing that I want? Because you see, when you get what you want from God every single time, it makes you God. And that is blasphemy. And so may God forgive us of being so caught up in our own desires that it blinds us from seeing who he really is. So when I don't get what I want, it's important to ask why. Here's a second one. When I don't get what I want, it's important to listen to the answer. I find that I'm really good at talking and babbling and chattering away, but I rarely stop long enough to listen. That was weird, wasn't it? That's the longest pause I've ever done on a podcast. And for a split second, you were like, what happened? Do I need to stop it? We are bad at listening. We want to fill the quiet with noise. And listen, when you ask God, here's Paul, he comes to God, and he's like, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it should leave me. What if Paul was so rushed that he didn't hear the answer? and the answer that has been so powerful to you and to me in our lives, he would have missed it had he not quieted enough to hear the Lord say, "My grace is sufficient for you." Maybe you need to quiet down today and to hear this and say, "God, I'm listening." Perhaps you just need to hear this in this podcast. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is enough for you. My power, God would say that to you right now. My power, God's power, is going to be made perfect in your weakness. Whatever it is that you're facing today that makes you feel weak. Faith, when my prayers are not being answered, when I don't get what I want, it's important to listen to the answer. And then number three, when I don't get what I want, I'm given exactly what I need. See, a loving father always gives his children exactly what they need. Not always what they want, but always what they need. Listen, if given a choice, my nephews would eat ice cream from now until Christmas and then some. But that's not what they need. They need vegetables. And they need, it's just a stupid example, but it's so symbolic. Their mom doesn't allow them to sit at the table and eat like pigs and fill up on stuff that's not good for them. She stops them from that. Not because she hates them, on the contrary, because she loves them. She wants them to grow up to be strong and healthy and able to endure through life. And see, we come to God with this presumptuousness that we think we know what we need. Whereas a child of God resigns himself to say, "God, you are my Father and I will trust you. And if you say that your grace is all I need, then your grace is all I need and it is enough." Paul got it. Because he went on to say, "I will boast all the more gladly." He's like, "Weakness? Bring it! Insults? Lay it on me! Hardships? Welcome them! As long as I see God's power shine through my weakness, I'm in." Do you believe that God has given you exactly what you need today, right now? You might be facing some financial difficulties. You might be facing some difficulties relationally. And listen, sometimes some of it is your fault. You've caused it. But you've come to God and you're praying for a way out, and I want to assure you that what he's given you today is exactly what you need. And by the way, it starts in these pages. It is by opening these pages and spending time with the Lord. He's the living Word of God. Start by reading his Word and hearing what he has to say and understanding that this is it right here. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he says he's given you everything you need for life and godliness. There's no either or. He either has given it or he has not. So if you're living your life with a sense of dissatisfaction, then you don't believe that he's given you everything you need for today. May God forgive us of that. And I want to give you just the last point here, which is this. When I don't get what I need, I'm given the opportunity to be changed. You know, this is what the Christian life is all about at the end of the day. It is about our transformation. Romans 12, 1 and 2 is an awesome, awesome verse written by the Apostle Paul, no less. And he says, he goes on to say in it, of course, the first verse, second verse, let me read this. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." And, of course, Paul in Ephesians and in Colossians talks about putting off the old and putting on the new. And the entire life as a Christian is about one of transformation. No longer being what you used to be. You are now dead to yourself. In Galatians, it says, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, it says, I have been crucified, actually verse 20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." There's a transformation that happens, and your Christian life will be spent getting rid of the old and allowing God to transform you into a new man and a new woman for Christ. And do you know that God will use those very unanswered prayers to shape you into who he wants you to be? I love that. You know, you might be in a place in ministry right now, or you might be in a place in your life right now where you've done your part. You've worked, you've obeyed, you've prayed, you've served, you've preached your heart out, whatever it is that you do for God, and things still aren't going in the direction that you've been hoping for. That's what happened to Paul. He was living the life that God had for him. He was in God's will, and still the very thing he prayed did not happen. Remember that God is far more concerned about your character and who you're becoming than he is about you just getting the thing that you think you need. He is faithful and he knows you better than you know yourself. Isn't it time that you start and you learn to trust him? May God give us the grace to remain unshaken, standing strong in the heat of the battle. And today, if you're facing unanswered prayers, first of all, I pray that God will do what you're asking him to in his time and in his way. But if he chooses not to, May His grace overwhelm and overflood your life with such magnificent power that those around you would look and see that you are living by a power that is divine. Crucified to yourself, just like Christ, who was crucified in weakness and then, of course, lives by the power of God. And so may God give us the grace to do this. Listen, you've been listening to this podcast of Living with Power. I want you to have a great week. I urge you again to check up on the website for resources that may be helpful to you. There's a lot coming up the pike. I hope you're on our mailing list. You know, you can subscribe to the podcast. I mean, you can subscribe to the podcast. You can also subscribe to the blog, and you'll get a free chapter of each of my books that I've written. And I just want you to be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. I want you to grow and to get stronger. That is my heart for you, and that is my prayer for you. And I pray the same for me. I pray that I am getting stronger day by day and week by week, and by God's grace, I am. And so let's do this. Let's go out and live the life that God has given us to live with all of the grace and all of the power that He's given to our disposal through the risen Christ, who is sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Have a great week. I'll see you next week. All right? Email me if you have any questions. And as usual, I never know how to end, but see you later. I think that's a good way to end. All right, bye.